Hello, this is Robert Sacker Hospital. Dr. Al-Khatib, medical command.
Custer here, coming in 8 minutes. We're one of two helicopters. First patient, 37-year-old, helmeted operator of a motorcycle, separated from the bike into guardrail, positive loss of consciousness. Injury complex, he is alert. He's amnestic to the event, active more TBI-ish, but he is alert, conscious. As far as injuries, laceration over the right eye, road rash to the right arm. Nothing else that we saw on exam. He's got good IV access, vital signs. Heart rate's 119 at this point. Blood pressure 129 and 73s. And he's sitting 96% on 2 liters cannula. He's a healthy guy. No blood thinners, no allergies, no medications. His blood sugar was good at 120. Like I said, we're 102. Second aircraft is probably 10 minutes behind. Any questions or orders at this point? He is immobilized with a cervical collar.
So how fast was he going? And he said he was ejected?
He was on a motorcycle. We don't know exactly the speed. I believe it's a 55-mile-an-hour zone. He did separate from the bike, obviously, and landed near a guardrail.
Okay, thank you.
Guthrie operations, Guthrie here, 7 minutes.
I copy, 7 minutes. 7-8's getting ready to lift to go to your hangar. I'll put you on the north pad, and I'll have life flight landing on the south pad.
Just a suggestion, we did go air-to-air with life flight on the ground. They have the sicker, the two patients. It's probably best for us to go to the south, let them have the north.
That sounds good to me. Your guy, the liftoff on the south.
Okay, our intentions is the south pad.